time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events makes the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not bad. Not too bad. 36 degrees outside right now. Chilly morning. Good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Solve that problem real quick.
That time of year.
Hot donut. Yeah. A few good things. A warm sweet roll. Something will get you started this morning. Sizzling bacon. All that stuff.
Who's making it?
I don't know, but we need to put in a full-service kitchen out here instead of just a little kitchenette thing, you know. That's no fun. It doesn't come with someone to actually help do that stuff for us. We got to do it ourselves. That's no fun. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning. You didn't bring a bag of donuts with you, did you?
No,
not a chance? No, not a chance. All right, well, maybe next time. Tell us about W&S.
Thank you. Got used electric ranges. I have three of those to choose from. One of them near new, double oven. Got a side-by-side refrigerator in. Got a couple of used automatic washers. Sure, we'll use gas and electric clothes dryers. So you'll have that room electronic air cleaner that's practically new. Two 40-gallon natural gas water heaters, one of them being a power vent model. Three used built-in dishwashers, get used microwave hood combinations. A couple of used built-in cooktops, one gas and one electric. Got new freezers, chest and upright from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. We offer Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire brands. Water heaters, gas, and electric, they're made in the United States. We'll deliver them, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later. Water softeners by Luxury. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, it's that time of the year. We're just a couple of weeks away from a very important date on a child's calendar. There are really just a few days that children truly, truly look forward to on the calendar each year. Of course, Christmas is one of those for obvious reasons. And then, you know, there's the end of school, things like that. But Halloween when you're a young child, let's face it, that's one of the biggies.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, Halloween and Easter, I mean, it's a chance to fleece people for candy for free? Well, free to you. Not so much free to the parents, necessarily. And it's not just because they're buying the candy. It's because they have to outfit these youngsters as well. So, with that said, what are the hot costumes for this year? Time to take a look at what's hot this year in Halloween costumes for the youngsters. And I was looking at a list here. There were several different lists that I was looking at here, but this one is kind of based on what's hot as far as movies and children's shows, pop culture, television shows, that type of thing, because that seems to be where the trend is. You know, you always get the football players and the princesses and whatever else, but then there are the youngsters that are always trendy with whatever's going on out there that's popular and, I guess, important in their world right now. One of the number one costumes they said to look out for this year, it kind of strikes me as strange because maybe I'm just out of the loop. I didn't think this was all that trendy because it's been around forever. A Captain America costume.
Hmm.
Was there a movie or something?
Yeah, they just had a recent Marvel movie that was based on all that stuff.
I really haven't paid much attention to comic books and things since I was about 7, so
yeah.
I'm a little out of the loop when it comes to those things. I don't attend those types of movies, but yeah, they say Captain America is going to have a strong showing this year. You know, only in America is someone who takes brightly colored underwear, wears it outside their tights, considered a superhero.
Only the best ones.
Only the best ones, that's right. Batman, Captain America, Superman. But they say you'll find a large selection of costumes this year. They'll be patterned after the hero, and some of them might be inexpensive things that you can put together to, high-quality stuff, too. And they say that just about every retailer will have stuff like this. And if you are looking for these types of things, they say there are simple versions of the Captain America costume that you'll be able to find for perhaps as little as like maybe $15 or so for a shirt and a mask, and maybe up to around $40 for a full suit. You can get more elaborate ones that will range into the hundreds of dollars, but again, it's for a child for one night so they can get free candy, so I guess you want to take that into consideration. And then, of course, if you're going to do a Captain America thing and you have more than one child, well, you can also pair that up with other Marvel Avengers and some different other characters there, too, so they can go out as a group and feel good. All right, now, this number two on here is one I've not heard of, so you may have to help me with this one. It's called a Star-Lord costume. It says the central character in Marvel's box office giant Guardians of the Galaxy. And I've never heard of that either.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I knew it was very popular at the time.
Okay, it says it's a masked sheriff. The Masked Sheriff of the Stars will be a costume on the radar this year. They said for the men's version of the costume, a lot of specialty costume places will have things like this. But they kind of talked about how it, you know, you could spend a lot of money depending upon what you're going to get for this one. But also, there's a warning that comes with this one, too. If your children decide that they want to dress up like this character, they just put a little warning here. You'll also be buying accessories separately, like the laser gun and different things. I'm completely unfamiliar. I've never even heard of the movie, so I don't know anything about what it looks like. Is it a human, or is it some sort of a...
That one, I think, is more so like a human.
Okay.
There is a raccoon in the movie, though, too.
Oh, well, of course. What good movie doesn't have a raccoon in it, huh? I bet he talks, too.
A gun-wielding raccoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Now, here's another one I've not heard of. This must be one of these creepy Disney movies, but it's... I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, necessarily. Is it Maleficent? Is that how you, I don't even know how you pronounce the name, but... It says it was a box office hit with Angelina Jolie. Well, there's a reason I didn't watch it. But they say it's a popular costume this year. I'm not familiar with the movie, and I'm certainly not familiar with the character, but it's going to go for, you know, anywhere from $40 to into the hundreds. It kind of depends. They are talking about how it's a nasty character. Apparently.
Yeah, kind of creepy looking. Some horns and some wings there. I don't know it either. I just saw it and just looked it up here.
You know, maybe you want to... Yeah, let's go back to the princess thing. Maybe that would be a better option for your child. All right, now, the next one on the list, they say, is an Elsa costume. Now, I'm not familiar with that either. They said it's from the movie Frozen.
Yeah.
I hear people talking about it. I've not seen it. I don't know anything about it. It's an animated film, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They said it's the high. Oh yeah, it says right here, highest grossing animated film of all time. So without a doubt, be chosen by many young Halloween goers this year. It says the Snow Queen Elsa might be the most popular character from the film, and so there should be quite a few selections out there for youngsters this year if you're looking to buy one in a store somewhere. The price on those, they said, the Elsa costumes will start around $25, probably shouldn't exceed $40 for a child's costume. And then they say if you want to pair it up with other kids wearing similar things, well, they said it's the movie Frozen. There are all kinds of other characters that you could dress up in, like, what they say, Anna, Olaf, and Kristoff. Again, yeah. I've not seen the movie, so I don't know anything about it. Yeah. Here's one that they say is kind of trendy again, which is odd because... This is like probably 30 years old or more. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They did a live action movie apparently this year.
Yep.
Again, I haven't seen that either. But you know, if your kids want to be karate kicking, nunchuck swinging turtles, well, then there you go. That's what you can do. And you can dress up like any of those characters. And they said you should expect to find these costumes pretty easily if you're out looking for them because they're fairly popular. Don't expect to spend a fortune on them, but they're saying that for kids, you're probably looking $20 to $35 thereabouts, $30 to $50 if you're talking about teens or, you know, some larger children. But and of course you've got all kinds of other characters and whether four Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
So you got some variety there.
That was one of my favorite costumes back in the day. The grandma made Ninja Turtle outfit.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. The homemade costumes were always the best. We always got a kick out of those. Then they say there's another one here, too. And I'm drawing a blank. I don't know any of this stuff. I guess this is based on a Netflix show called Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Again, I'm not familiar with that at all. But they said there are a lot of people who are looking to do that, too. Now, I'm guessing this is probably more of a costume for adults.
Yeah,
than it would be for kids.
I don't think a kid would pull it off very well.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't even know what it is.
I don't think you want your kid dressing up as a jailbird.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, we did that, too. We used to wear the stripes.
Yeah.
Then there's a Jon Snow costume. And again, I'm not familiar with that. It says it comes from the series Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
It's an HBO show. Well, that's why I'm not familiar with it. I don't watch that. But it's one of the more popular characters they said to dress up from that show would be Jon Snow. And, you know, again, I'd love to help you out with that.
He's from Winterfell.
Okay. That's why I brought you in on this. Never seen it, never heard of it. I had no idea. Then there's another one here. And this one I've never heard of either. Katniss Everdeen costume.
Yeah. Hunger Games.
Again, not familiar with it. Apparently there are a bunch of movies, man. Well, I watch decent movies. I don't watch.
Hey, some of these are good.
I don't. No. Yeah. You know, I guess I'm old school. I'd rather watch old black and white films that come from the 30s and 40s and some of the stuff they throw out today, because back then people had to act. Yeah. Now people just stand and act goofy in front of a green screen, and then they throw all kinds of animation in there, and I'm supposed to get excited about watching that. I don't, yeah. You know, there's very little human interaction in movies anymore, you know?
It's true.
They don't, there's no, you know, anyway. All right, moving on. Now, here's another one this can't possibly be geared toward children, because it's called a Daryl Dixon costume. They say it's from AMC's The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was his last name. I just knew him as Daryl.
I'm starting to understand what's wrong with society these days. Listen to the names of these things. again, not something. Oh, it's zombies? Is that what it is,
yeah,
basically?
He's very good with a bow.
Okay. Again, I'll take your word for it. And then they list things like the last thing they list for costumes that are popular these days, and it must just be because it's flashy and colorful and stuff, but they say like Nicki Minaj or any of these other singers that dress up like complete freaks of nature on stage.
Yeah.
All kinds of goofy colors. And yeah. I mean, in some cases, they look stranger than some of these things I never even heard of before.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them dress up like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and don't even know it. But if your children are looking to mimic some of those, then, you know, I guess that's the way it is.
Yeah.
If they dress up like Justin Bieber, I guess that's okay. Just don't go out and egg the neighbors. But there are a lot of different things like that, pop stars that children like to dress up as well. So I don't know how much we really helped you here this morning, because I didn't know most of these things either. Never heard of them. I guess you just kind of keep an eye on it. Again, yeah. Football players, princesses. Always works. Yeah, never enders. Huh? It always works. I don't know what you dress up like these days.
Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
I could just go as I am. And it looks like look weird.
Well, not as weird as some of this stuff I just outlined, I think. Hey, tell us about W&S.
Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, and Man, and LG. Top load and front load, tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. We also sell Speed Queen washers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts labor and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition to that, have 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Lots of gas and electric ranges, several brands to choose from. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Lots of refrigerators by Mano, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Over 70 units in stock, so a very good selection of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, as usual, because of demand, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, you only have 2 weeks to get that youngster decked out for the big night, so you better get after it, right? Hey, you got to make it a great day. God bless America.